again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
This is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of August, 2007. It's the birthday of Edgar Lee Masters, born in Garnett, Kansas, 1869, one of the first writers to portray the American small town as a place full of secrets and lies and shocking scandals. In his book Spoon River Anthology, came out in 1915, Poems in the Voices of the Dead in the Town Graveyard. Masters was a lawyer in Chicago. He published the book under a pseudonym, afraid it might be scandalous, and it was. It had more frank detail about sexual things than any other book at the time. The critic Amy Lowell wrote, "Spoon River is one long chronicle of rapes, seductions, liaisons, and perversions. One wonders if life in our little western cities is as bad as this, why everyone does not commit suicide." But the scandal made the book a bestseller, which allowed Masters to retire from his law practice, and it also changed the way Americans thought about small towns. And it made the people in Masters' hometown furious at him for years. It was 50 years before that town where he went to high school would put Spoon River Anthology in its library. It was on this day in 2000, 51 million Americans sat down in front of their TV sets to watch the final two-hour episode of a game show called Survivor, in which 16 people had been put on a tropical island to live in the rough, compete as teams for privileges and prizes, and vote one person off the island each week, the last person remaining to get $1 million. They were filmed by 8 cameras each hour, edited down from 100 hours of film, a kind of reality show that brought out backstabbing and betrayals and intrigue between the contestants. Everything they did or said was filmed by one of the cameras. So viewers got to watch as the residents became friends with each other, formed alliances, then double-crossed and betrayed each other. And on the last episode, viewers were horrified when the show's most treacherous and seemingly heartless contestant, Richard Hatch, won the big prize. It's the birthday of the humorist Will Cuppy, born in Auburn, Indiana, 1884. Will Cuppy, who said all modern men are descended from a worm-like creature, but it shows more on some people. It's the birthday of Gene Kelly, born in Pittsburgh, 1912. Made his film debut with Judy Garland in For Me and My Gal. Gene Kelly, who choreographed dances to fit the camera, danced with an image of himself in the movie Cover Girl, and in A Downpour, in Singin' in the Rain, 1952. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Gingrich entitled To My Yugoslavian In-Laws. If we could speak, I would tell you that we have trees here too and rivers. I know how to hammer a nail. Transatlantic phone calls are expensive even for us with our 2 cars, dishwasher, and American salaries. That he will not get lazy or forget about the ways he needed to make money during the war, the merchandise exchanged in dark corners of Turkey. He is still thankful for good health. He passes on every kiss you tell him to give me. I would admit that he misses the stone beaches of the Adriatic. He accepts the Atlantic's murky water as part of the compromise. He thinks Lancaster's streets are too vacant at night, and there is no place to ride a bike. Also, that I wouldn't take your name, and will never believe the wine in the cup turns to blood. That he and I can't agree on a slipcover for the couch. That there is no perfect place for anyone. Poem by Deborah Gingrich to my Yugoslavian in-laws from her collection Where We Start, published by Dream Seeker Books and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find your favorite poem with the Poetry Tool online at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.